No, I dare not, for my life.
The more my wrong, the more his spite appears. What, did he marry me to famish me? Beggars that come into my father's door upon entreaty have a present alms. If not, elsewhere they meet with charity. But I, who never knew how to entreat, nor never needed that I should entreat, am starved for meat, giddy for lack of sleep, with oaths kept waking and with brawling fed. And that which spites me more than all these wrongs, he does it under name of perfect love. Who should say if I should sleep or eat were deadly sickness or else present death? I prithee, God, get me some repast. I care not what, so it be wholesome food.
What say you to a neat's foot?
Tis passing good. I prithee, let me have it.
I fear it is too choleric a meat. How say you to a fat tripe, finely broiled?
I like it well. Good groom, you fetch it me.
I tell, I feel it is choleric.
What say you to a piece of beef and mustard?
A dish that I do love to feed upon.
The mustard is too hot, a little.
Why, then the beef, and let the mustard rest.
No, that you shall not. You shall have the mustard, or you get no beef for Grumio.
Both, or one, or anything thou wilt.
Why, then?
The mustard without the beef.
Go! Get thee gone, thou false deluding slave! That feast me with the very name of meat!
Mistress, what cheer?
Ice, as cold as can be.
Pluck up thy spirits, look cheerfully upon me. Here, love, and seest how diligent I am to dress thy meat myself and bring it thee. I'm sure, sweet Kate, this kindness merits thanks. What, not a word? Nay, then, thou lovest it not, and all my pains is sorted to no proof. Here, take away this.
I pray you, let it stand.
Poor service is repaid with thanks, and so shall mine before you touch the meat.
I thank you, sir.
Signor Petruchio, fie, you are to blame. Come, Mistress Kate, I'll bear you company.
Is it up?
Oh, I take
so bad last
much good do it unto thy gentle heart. Kate, eat a pace. And now, my honey love, will we return to thy father's house and revel it as bravely as the best, with silken coats and caps and golden rings and ruffs and cuffs and farthingales and things and scarfs and fans and double change of bravery?
Well, amber bracelets be to all this knavery. What?
What shall thine? The tailor strays thy leisure to deck thy body with his rotting treasure.
Come, tailor, let us see these ornaments. Lay forth the gown.
Ah! What news with you, sir?
Here is the cap your worship did bespeak.
Why? It was molded on a binder. Some velvet dress. It is lewd. A filthy. Why, it is a walnut. On a cockle shell. A lack, a toy, a trick, a baby's cap. Away with it. Come, let me have a bigger.
I'll have no bigger. This will fit the time, and gentlewomen wear such caps as these.
When you are gentle, you shall have one too, and not too late.
That will not be in haste.
Why, sir, and I trust I may have leave to speak, and speak I will. I am no child, no babe. You're better to have endured me, say my mind, and if you cannot, best you stop your ears. My tongue will tell the anger of my heart, or else my heart, concealing it, will break. And rather than it shall, I will be free, even to the uttermost, as I please. Then what?
Why, thou sayest true, it is a paltry cap, a custard coffin, a bauble of silk. Fie, I love thee well, and I like it not.
Love me or love me not, I like the cap. But it I will have, or I will have none.
My gown, why, I'll come there.
Here's him.
Oh!
Oh, mercy, God.
What blasting stuff is it, was it? A sleeve? It's like a demi-cannon. What? Up and down, carved like an apple tart. You snip and nip and cut and stitch and slash like a censor in a barbershop. What a devil's name, Peter, calls now this?
I see she's like to have neither cap nor gown.
You bid me make it orderly and well according to the fashion of the time.
Marry and do.
But if you be remembered, I did not bid you mar it to the time. Go, hop me over every kennel home, for you shall hop without my custom, so I'm out of it. Hence, make your best of it.
I never saw a better fashion gown, more quaint, more pleasing, nor more commendable. Belike you mean to make a puppet of me.
Why, true, he means to make a puppet of thee.
She says your worship means to make a puppet of her.
Monstrous arrogant. Thou liest! Thou thread, thou thimble, thou yard, three quarters, half yard, quarter, nail, flea, thou lit, thou winter cricket, thou breathed in mine own house with a skein of fruit. Away, thou rag, thou quantity, thou remnant, or I shall so beneath thee with thy yard as thou shalt think on praising whilst thou lit. I tell thee, I... The thou hast marred the gown.
Your worship is deceived. The gown was made just as my master made direction. Grumio gave order how it should be done.
I gave him no order. I gave him the stuff.
But how did you desire it should be made?
Marito and needle and thread.
But did you not request to have it cut?
Thou hast faced many things.
I have.
Face not me. Thou hast braved many men. Brave not me. I will neither be faced nor brave. I say unto thee, I bid thy master cut out the gown. I did not bid him cut it to pieces. Ergo, thou liest.
Why? Here is the note of the fashion to testify.
Read it. The note lies. And it's throat if you say I said so.
In previous, a loose-bodied gown.
Master, if I ever said a loose-bodied gown, sew me in the skirts of it and beat me to death with a bottom of brown bread, I said a gown.
Proceed. With a small compass cape.
Well, I confess the cape.
With a trunk sleeve.
Well, I confess two sleeves.
The sleeves curiously cut.
There's a bit of it. Error in the bill, sir. Error in the bill. I commanded the sleeve should be cut out and sewn up again. And that I prove upon thee that thy little finger be armed in a thimble.
Is it true that I say?
And I had thee in place where? Thou shouldst know it. Shh. I for this sake take thy bill, give me thy meat yard, and spare not me.
God of mercy, Grumio, then shall he have no arms.
Well, sir, in brief, the gown is not for me.
You are the right, sir.
It is for my mistress. Go, take it up into thy master's use.
Villain, not for my life.
Take up my mistress' gown to thy master's use.
Why, sir, what's your conceit in that?
Ah, sir, conceit is deeper than you think for. Take up my mistress' gown to his master's use. Ha, ha, ha.
Hortensio? Say thou'lt see the tailor buried.
Go take it hence, begone, and say no more.
Tailor, I'll pay thee for thy gown tomorrow.
Take no unkindness of his hasty words.
Commend me to thy master.
Well, come, my Kate. We will unto your fathers, even in these honest, mean habiliments. Our purses shall be proud, our garments poor. But 'tis the mind that makes the body rich. As the sun breaks through the darkest cloud, so honor appeareth in the meanest habit. What is the jay more precious than the lark because his feathers are more beautiful? Or is the adder better than the eel because his painted skin contents the eye? Good Kate, neither art thou the worse for this poor furniture and mean array. Thou accountest it shame, lay it on me, and therefore frolic. We will hence forthwith to feast and sport us at thy father's house.
Go call my men, and let us stray to him, and bring our horses unto Long Lane End. There will we mount, and thither walk on foot. Let's see, I think it is now some 7 o'clock, and well, we may come there by dinner time.
I dare assure you, sir, it is almost 2. It will be supper time ere you come there.
Shall be 7 ere I go to horse. What I speak, do, think to do, you are still crossing it.
Sirs, let it alone. I will not go today, and ere I do,
it shall be what o'clock I say it is.